Good morning and welcome to worship to celebrate God's presence in our hearts and in our lives this morning at Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian. We are so glad that you could be here with us today. Just to let you know, today is Mother's Day, and this is a beautiful, complicated day. And however you're feeling today, your feelings are welcomed here. Always. Some of you may know if you're on our emailing list. If you're not, please let us know, and we can get you on that. But a longtime member of our church died unexpectedly, Virginia Reinhart, Ginny. She would sit back there around, and it's hard. Ginny did so much for this church. I was actually having a date with her this afternoon after Fair Oaks, so we'll postpone that until I get there. But there will be a service celebrating her life and God's love at the chapel at Mount Royal Cemetery. That will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pastor Tom and I will be there. And then afterward, the family has invited everyone back here to the church for a meal. And if you'd like to help with the meal, please, there are sign-up sheets in the back of the sanctuary. Or you can see BJ. She can put her hand up here. BJ, there she is. If you'd like to do that. Or Carol. Are there any other announcements? If not, then let us take a deep breath in, calling to mind, acknowledging the truth that the Holy Spirit is in and around us all. I invite you to join with me in our call to worship. Bless the Holy One, O peoples. Let the sound of God's praise be heard.
For God creates, claims, sustains, and welcomes us all.
Bless the Holy One, O peoples. Let the sound of God's praise be heard.
Blessed be God, who has not rejected our prayer or removed steadfast love from us.
Bless the Holy One. O peoples, let the sound of God's praise be heard.
Come as we proclaim, witness, and testify to all God has done. Bless the Holy One.
Please rise in body or spirit as we sing our opening hymn, Make a Joyful Noise to God, number 54.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we say that you give us life and know us completely. Yet sometimes you stay unknown to us. Sometimes we look for you, and sometimes we stumble trying to find you. We trust that when we look for you, we will find you. But there are times when we refuse to look. There are moments when we shut ourselves off from your guiding hand and gentle spirit. Forgive us, O God, for not coming to you as you come to us, fully, persistently, and constantly.
And give us strength
to always reach toward you and in every season. Beloved, know that this is true. You are known by God, and you are received as you are, wonderfully and beautifully, but not perfect. Draw near to God, who knows your limitations and loves you. Seek the Holy One, who recognizes your faults and finds the good in you. Receive the God who comes to you with peace, grace, mercy, and joy. This one will not reject or rebuff you, but will renew you and restore you in hope and love. Let us share together an expression of what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us offer to one another some sign of Christ's peace and love. Much love to all of you.
can sing, Roy. That's good. You can.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, very nice. Thank you.
Well, Mother's Day, and I know some of you are going to be taken out to eat, and some of you are cooking sea bass, and I want to come and be a part of that, but I wasn't invited. So good Mother's Day. And, you know, when I'm not preaching on Sunday mornings, it gives me time to just check the news or the newspaper. I got the New York Times out this morning, and it had a whole page of wisdom from mothers, and the paper invited people to send in what's the wisdom that your mother gave you. And so they got 5,000 people wrote in, and then they just picked a few. And so I just want to share one or two of them with you. Some of them you would know. Many hands make light work. I mean, you know that one, but there's a couple of them here I thought was good. One is, the mother taught, the day starts the night before. That's good. I mean, whatever's going to happen tomorrow, you get ready for it before you. Okay, I thought it was good. So here's one I have never heard. You know, some people get really uptight when they have a party or where they have people over to their house and they have to clean the house, make sure it's clean. You know, not true. So this is what this one says. Double the liquor and dim the lights. You liked that too, didn't you? Okay, I thought that was good. And one of them was a quilt out. And that takes a little explaining. Mom was a quilter, as am I. If there was a small mistake in the quilt, once the final stitches were in and the project was washed, no one would ever see the problem. Most things just don't have to be perfect. That's good. I like that. Here's one I like. You never regret tipping too much. Yeah, be a good tipper when you go out today. And someone's going to be helping you, and they're going to need that tip. So be a good tipper. And then this last one here is just perfect. Always be kinder than you feel. Isn't it good? Our kindness should not be determined by how we feel, but by who the person is who needs the kindness. All right. So let's join together in prayer and some special needs that we want to be aware of this morning. From Cheryl, the Eiler family friend, lost 32-year-old son in automobile accident. So that is a terrible, terrible thing. And so please, though you may not know them, God knows them, and all prayers are heard by our loving God. Remember the Eiler family. We remember also Jenny Reinhardt's family. I was glad to hear from Ing that her passing into this place, to the church triumphant, was peaceful, and that's a good death. You know, the psalmist reminds us, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So precious is the passing of Virginia Reinhardt. And of course, our prayers for Jane Chappelle, as she has open heart surgery, which will involve aortic valve replacement. Where will that happen? Do you know what hospital? Presby? Okay. So,
she's here. We don't have to make a point or out of it.
I don't.
I was just going to say that Jane is here today, but
yeah.
Now we don't want to make a big deal out of her being here.
Yeah,
I've just done that. Sorry.
I'll make a big deal out of
all
it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So our prayers, Jane.
Subtly, my middle name.
Yeah.
All right.
So for these names, for these situations, and these needs, and in light of this being Mother's Day, we pray. O Oh God, thank you for everyone in our life who brings care and love to us. We're so thankful that you send to us people who bring smiles and hugs, who write cards to remember us in prayer, who makes a phone call or sends a card, makes us feel special and loved because we are in your eyes and theirs. On this Mother's Day, we pray for all mothers. We pray for new mothers. We pray for expectant mothers. We pray for mothers who are tired, and stressed, or unwell, or depressed. We pray for mothers who struggle to balance the demands of work and children. We pray for mothers who have to struggle with difficult decisions. We pray for mothers who find it difficult, maybe impossible, to feed their children due to poverty. We pray for mothers, the saints among us, those wonderful people who have children with physical or mental or emotional challenges. They are our heroes. And we pray your blessing upon them. We pray for mothers who have children they do not want, for mothers who raise children on their own. We pray for mothers who have lost a child through death or disappearance. We pray for children who have rejected the love of their mother or parents. Bless all mothers in every place and time among us, that their love may be deep and tender, that they may lead their children to know and to do what is good, living not for themselves alone, but for you and for others. And now in this moment of silence, we pray for the Eiler family. We pray for the family of Virginia. And we pray for Jane. We lift them up to you. And now as Jesus taught and prayed, so do we, in saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. I invite you to rise in body or spirit as we sing together, Mothering God, You Gave Me Birth, hymn number 7.
This world, create.
Please be seated. And would our ushers come forward to receive this morning's offering?
God, Mother, Father, parent to us all, you nurture us with only good things. We return a portion of what we have received so that these gifts may be used for the good of all of your creation. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture is from the Gospel of John, chapter 19. And verse 25 starts with the word "meanwhile," which made me back up a little to get some context. So this takes place at the site of the crucifixion. And before this scripture, the Roman soldiers are dividing up the clothing of Christ and casting lots for his robe. So this is verse 25 to 27. "Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, 'Woman, here is your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home." A reading of the word.
Thank you. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So in case you haven't heard, it's Mother's Day. Yeah. And none of the Revised Common Lectionary texts go along with Mother's Day. And I usually always preach from the Revised Common Lectionary. And so I could have skipped talking about Mother's Day in our sermon, in our message this morning. I could have done that all together. But I just felt, since the National Retail Federation predicted that there were going to be $38 billion spent on Mother's Day this year, it was important to address. And it is on all of our hearts and our minds. Incidentally, the National Retail Federation says that the average person will spend $284 on Mother's Day gifts. So if you haven't done your Mother's Day shopping yet, go ahead and make up the difference. Stores are open regular hours. Now, I know some preachers, I talked to them this week, and they aren't going to think about Mother's Day in their message. Of course, it'll be mentioned in the prayers and in the beautiful music, as we saw. Because Mother's Day is not a religious, not a church holiday. But it's a powerful day. It's a complicated day. It's a beautiful and painful day, and it's holy. And it's heartbreaking all at once. And my dear friend pointed out to me that in the UK, there's no Mother's Day, it's Mothering Sunday. And this is a church holiday. Part of the lectionary. It's the fourth Sunday in Lent every year. Oh, okay. Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day, six of one, half a dozen of the other. But no, because she's also an English grammar scholar, I was so fortunate because she pointed out to me that that word choice makes a difference. Mother's Day, mother is the noun, and the focus is on the individual, the mom. But Mothering Sunday, well, mothering is a verb. The act of mothering. Mothering to provide nurturing, protective, and affectionate care. Traditionally, these are what we consider to be the gifts that a mom gives to their child. But the truth is that not everyone has experienced that kind of love from their own mother. Some moms were overwhelmed. Some moms are wounded themselves. Some moms struggled with illness, addiction, fear, poverty, trauma. Some mothers simply could not give what they themselves had never received. And then there are some of us, and we ache today because the mother who was able to give those kinds of things to us, they are gone. And others ache because they are estranged from their children, perhaps for reasons that are so silly or so painful that reunion seems impossible. There are people who long to become mothers and could not. There are those who are mothers of children they love so much, but they carry their griefs and their worries for their children no matter how old their kids are. I know I've quoted my buddy Nancy, who used to say, little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems. A mother never stops mothering. Just ask Mary, the mother of Jesus. And Peggy read our scripture this morning so well, and thank you for giving that background. The meanwhile, this is at the cross. Now, often we clean up Mary very well in our imaginations. As Protestants, we see her once a year riding in on a donkey, right? We turn her into stained glass. But Mary's life was not easy. Her very pregnancy came wrapped in scandal and uncertainty. Her child was born under occupation, and eventually she stood at the foot of the cross, watching her son die. Now, no parent imagines that story for their child, and I know that many of you, many of God's children, are mourning the loss of children. And that makes today hard. And there is Mary, though she is still there, right with her child to the end, still loving, still mothering. And that struck me this week in a very tender way when I talked with a very heart-soul friend of mine. And she gave me permission to share part of her story. My dear friend's daughter, sweet Melissa, was killed about 10 years ago. She was murdered. And her mom tells me that every day since then, she feels that grief. That's never going to go away. And that she's never made it through a Mother's Day church service without crying. But she comes anyway. Some moms might have chosen not to come today if it was too hard, and that's fine too. That's a good choice for that person, yes. But my friend, she comes. She goes to church, and she said, you know why? Church is where I go to grab hope. Grab hope. And I love that phrase, because hope is not an easy thing sometimes. It doesn't always arrive softly and serenely. Hope is something you cling to with trembling hands. Hope is what keeps you breathing, and sometimes hope is all you have left. And my friend told me that even in the aftermath of the unimaginable grief and the trial and the actor's acquittal, she never felt consumed by hatred. Not because she no longer has a broken heart, but because somehow in every moment all these years, God has kept protecting her heart from being hardened by vengeance. And she said something else, too, that I can't stop thinking about. When people ask her how many children she has, she still says 3. She does. She has 3 children. Because love does not stop being love. Mothering does not stop because death enters the story. Mary knew that. In our scripture today, Jesus is hanging on the cross, and even there, even in his agony, he is creating community. Woman, here is your son. Here is your mother. In other words, take care of each other now. Love each other now. You belong to each other now. Even here, especially here. And indeed, from that hour, the scripture says the disciple took her into his own home. Love continued, care continued, mothering continued. And that's part of the good news for us today. The world still desperately needs mothering. Not just mothers, but mothering. People are needed to nurture life, to protect the vulnerable, to sit beside those who are grieving. People who choose tenderness in a cruel world. People who keep showing up and making phone calls and making casseroles. And I got to tell you, this buddy of mine, she's the first one to set out a meal train for somebody from church that needs something going on. And I don't know if you found that too, but it seems that those with wounds are able to tend to the wounds of others in a powerful way. And I applaud them for that. Mothering means people who help others grab hope. And every one of us is capable of doing that. I know my friend is still doing that through her witness. And as a result, Melissa, her love is still continuing. And that's what God is doing for all of us. Still nurturing, still comforting, still holding, still loving, even in grief, even in heartbreak, even at the foot of the cross. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we sing our final hymn, I invite you to stand with me. Verses 1, 3, and 4 of Like a Mother Who Has Borne Us.
Jesus Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and all those whom you love and all those who falsely think that no one loves them. This day, this night, and throughout all eternity. Amen.